Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of V Know Nothing, the podcast where I probably know just as much as you all, but with a glass of wine in my hand or vodka, I know even less, or I just know things. Tonight, I absolutely know nothing. Tonight was the season finale of Game of Thrones, and I wish I could forget everything, and I was blacked out for the first time ever watching this show. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Lucy from Lucy on the Ground, the meme/pop culture account that talks about everything from Kim Kardashian's new baby name to who should have sat on the Iron Throne, aka not who the writers picked. Not at all. That's my opinion. We'll get into that. I'm so upset, honestly. I can't get past it. So go follow me on Instagram if you want me to rant about more things than Game of Thrones, since I'm going to move on from it very quickly after tonight's episode. With me tonight is, again, my editor, the man, the myth, the legend, Bill.
Hello.
Yep, always enthusiastic with the hello. And then we are patching in Bill's childhood friend from many, many years who actually has expertise in Game of Thrones and has watched it and has more credibility than Bill, Dave Gallo.
Hi, guys.
Hi, there he is. Okay, I think it's going to sound great. We are not tech savvy as we thought when we tried to patch this in. And now we're just going to go with it.
Anchor's great.
Anchor is great, but we just were not being smart with it. And I think we've made it work. So we'll find out by the end of this. Anchor is sponsoring this episode in more ways than one. And I did drink today. So I day drank. Dave, what are you drinking over in New York?
I am drinking Orphan Barrel Rhetoric 25-year-old bourbon.
Oh.
Delicious.
Did that help with the episode?
I mean, it really helps with everything.
Yeah. Great. That's what we want to hear. Bill is not drinking. He just opted out today.
I meant to, and then I forgot. I didn't drink during the day. I went around town and just drank water. And then we discussed having a whiskey before the show started, and then I forgot that I wanted to do that.
I drank Stolio all day. I had mimosas, and then I had Stolio, and then I came home, and I was pretty tipsy before the episode, and I wish I had held on to that, because...
You had bombs, too.
I did have bombs.
You guys know how booze works, though. I mean, you can keep drinking. You can decide, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely could have kept drinking. I also just had more hope for this episode, and
the
first episode 1 and 2, I was pretty bombed up. And episode Cinco de Juan Snow, I was pretty drunk.
I was blackout.
Yeah, you were pretty drunk. So I really wanted to remember the finale, and sadly, I will. I won't ever be able to forget it. Yeah. So let's just jump in. Gallo, tell us first just your Game of Thrones journey. We'd like to hear. Did you start watching season 1? You use your parents' HBO. We know that much. You relate to many of our viewers.
I rob HBO via my parents' cable through HBO. Go. I watched the series probably 3 times through.
Oh, you've rewatched and rewatched and rewatched.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I wasn't exactly thrilled with tonight's episode, but I don't think I'm not as, like, viscerally upset as you are.
Yeah. So if you, starting from the beginning of this season, if we could erase that, where did you hope this was going?
If we can erase the beginning of the season?
Yeah, if you could pick this season over.
Well, wait, did you like this season?
I mean, there were pieces that I enjoyed. I think I was just so Game of Thrones deprived that anything that they threw at me was going to be somewhat enjoyable.
Yeah, I don't feel that way.
I don't know. I think they definitely... I think phoned it in is the right term. I think that they forced ending it. I would probably like to go out on top, too, if I were making a show like this. But,
But I don't think they did.
What do you mean?
I think, like, they ended it ahead of time because they were like, okay, people are still interested. So, yes, they went out on top. It's like people were still consuming it, and it was still the number one show. And Sunday nights, like, Kardashians didn't even air tonight because they were like, we're not even messing with that. And that's a whole different audience even. Like, they're even like, I don't even want to touch that. But I still feel like for all the hype, they rushed it, and it felt rushed. Like, you could have done 8 episodes easy, and maybe we could have spread this out better, and I could have felt a little more. It was just suddenly, like, for the pieces that were rushed this season and the pieces that weren't, like, this episode, there was so much talking.
Yeah.
So much.
Well, that's
I mean, it was like the epitome of what it was this season when Tyrion tonight was like, I really spent a few weeks thinking about this. I'm like, motherfucker, your beard is very long for a week.
Right? I was a little surprised that it was... I had no concept of time because it was snowing, then it was summer. But I just think for the whole season, because I do feel like last season was really fast because we rushed to get to like, okay, season 8, this is it. And then this was like up and down and over. And I don't, I just, I'm a little, I don't know. I just think they could have drawn out into a couple more episodes, or they rushed it to end it. And I think they were more worried about like an Emilia Clarke or a Kit Harington being over it more than the fans. Like, the fans are into it. They're going to do a documentary. They're going to do a different, like, a before this time frame series. It was more about, I think, the cast. They've been doing this 10 years. If you've been on the show, you've been on it 10 years if you're still alive.
Wait,
no, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What's wild about it, though, is in the one hand, you're saying it felt rushed, and it did. It felt like they just kind of expedited everyone's story. But at the same time, there was so much... where nothing happened, where it's not that they even had to rush it. If there was 15 minutes of each episode that was important, the other 65 was garbage. Like, you could have just used your time more wisely, I think.
My father just watched the show, like, back-to-back for the last 3 weeks. He's all caught up. I'm sure he's bugging out tonight, too. I had to give him the disclaimer. So it's like, listen, man, like, the first season and a half is kind of slow.
Yes.
You know, it's just, like, a lot of, like, nothing happened. Until, like, the Battle of the Bastards, I didn't think there was any fighting in the show. I mean, there was a lot of, like...
There was the Red Wedding, and there were, like, moments.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, murder here and there. People were dying and fucking all over the place. But, I mean...
Yeah.
It wasn't like every episode was a barn burner.
Right. It was, but it was different. There were, I also thought there was much more strategy in the early seasons. Like, you were playing the Game of Thrones. I don't think the Game of Thrones was always a battle of swords. I think it was a battle of wits. And so I kind of expected after this whole fight and Dany kills everyone, and I did think Dany might die. I also thought Dany might just sit on the throne because that sounded like a terrible solution. But I also thought there'd be a little more behind the scenes, which maybe there was. Maybe we just need to dive into it and dissect it. And maybe I'm just thinking it wasn't as strategic. Maybe Tyrion was really strategic in using Jon Snow against Jon Snow.
Yeah. That was the only thing he was strategic. Right. But we'll get into that later.
Okay, so
Dany,
we open the episode and Dany has won. And it's, I mean, the whole place is burned down.
Yeah.
It's miserable. It's snowing. There are a lot of Dothraki alive. It doesn't look like any people of King's Landing lived.
I think they made that pretty clear.
I mean, you had like that guy crying in the corner, the guy who was walking. You can see his spine on the way out the door. So
yes.
It's like, yeah, this is not good.
But not many. I mean, for women and children. And Jon is shook up. Tyrion is like, I'll be right back, and goes and finds out that, yes, Jaime and Cersei have died, which I'm...
That's powerful.
That was really emotional for how much he hated Cersei and how much he loved Jaime. It was powerful. Cersei deserved a better death. I will stand by that till the end of time. Like, we deserved her to find out Jon was a Targaryen, and we deserved Dany to say Dracarys and burn her or something. Like, for rubble to fall on her.
Well, I mean, but the rubble falling on her allowed that scene where Tyrion was crying over her brother and her sister.
Yes.
You know, his brother and sister. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So I mean, a little cheesy, I'm with you. That was, like, very anticlimactic when they died that way the prior episode. But Peter Dinklage is my man.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
I mean, like, you know, let him take the stage.
Agreed. I'm thrilled that Tyrion made it the whole show. I think that was one thing everyone could agree on. We wanted Tyrion to survive. He's not as funny as he was in the beginning. I do think he had a better character back in the day. He's lost some of his humor, but he kind of got it back by the end.
I mean, that small council looks hilarious.
Right. They're a hoot. It's a mess of a show he's got running there. But, yeah, I guess that's true that we got a little of a moment. I liked, like, feeling... for Cersei something as opposed to hatred. I think that was smart maybe on the writer's job, that you're rooting suddenly for Cersei and not Dany, which was very weird.
Totally.
But I don't think it was. I don't know. I just wanted Cersei to have, like, Cersei didn't even have dialogue this season. Yeah. She wasn't even in two episodes.
That was one of the funniest memes I saw. Yeah. It's like, yeah, what's her name? Lana something?
Yeah.
Lena.
She made $1 million an episode to stand in a window and drink wine. They go, that's boss bitch status right there.
She didn't even speak.
Yeah.
She even speak. She literally spoke when she found Jaime. And it just, I don't know. I guess I don't know if I wanted her, like, outright murdered. I just wanted her... I wanted her to know more stuff, I guess.
See, well, but the problem with, like, building relationships for 8 years with characters is that there's nothing that they can write that's going to be good enough for what your imagination thinks it's going to be. It's like, what could have happened tonight for you to have been happy? Jon Snow on the throne?
It could have been better. Anything other than Brandon Stark, I would have been happy. Anything other than Brandon fucking worthless Stark. I think he is a worthless character. I think his character development has been half-assed as it is. I think he hasn't even spoken. And, like, it wasn't warranted. It didn't make sense. Like, at least develop his character a little bit and give me something. I don't even need to root for him. Let me hate him. I hate him for all the reasons that, like, weren't there. Just because he was so pointless of a character. For what he's supposed to do, for what he's supposed to tell us, for what he knows, for what he's supposed to see, he does nothing. Samuel Tarly figured out the Jon Targaryen shit. Like, not Bran. He is a worthless character to me. Worthless. That's how I feel. Sorry.
I think
I can't really rebut that. You know, I mean, he's always been, like, weird in the corner. You know, I don't want anything. It's just like, motherfucker.
Well, I think they've just teased so many moments where Bran could have delivered something or could have given something, and then he doesn't. Like, everybody knew that Jon was our Targaryen just based on the books. So it's just kind of a waiting game of, when are they going to write this in? When does Bran see this? And then when Bran did, it was like, oh shit, okay, here's Bran doing something. And even then, like, send Jon a fucking raven. Like, let Jon know. Like, there was never anything that he did once he was the three-eyed raven that helped anyone. That was the whole point. I mean,
totally. And when he and Sam hooked up, and, you know, they were talking that Jon was Targaryen, he was like, you know, we need to tell him that he's the true king. It's like, well, I mean, if you think that, then get him out of jail, right?
Right, go find him. Go find Jon then.
But the worst part of that anyway is Jon being a Targaryen really is completely irrelevant when push comes to shove. I mean, if Jon was just Dany's lover, the story could have played out the same exact way. So it was really, like...
Yeah.
It was absolute. If he would have mounted the dragon and been like, all right, you're mine now, motherfucker, let's go do this right.
I thought that was going to happen. I did too. Like, yeah.
I thought the dragon was about to bow down to him, or I thought the dragon was going to burn him and then realize that he is the true. Like, it just. That whole thing could have happened without Jon having had been a Targaryen.
Totally.
Yeah. That was surprising. So we get to, we'll move along. Tyrion finds the bodies. That was really emotional. Then Tyrion.
Before that, I mean, Grey Worm's slitting throats in the street.
Oh, yeah. No, Grey Worm's on a rampage, and I need him to calm down.
Like, don't worry. He'll calm down going forward.
I just needed him
we
to,
won't
like.
See him doing that anymore. Don't worry.
Yeah, right? I found myself yelling, like, I don't want that. I was like, this better stop. And then I was like, oh, I only have, like, 20 minutes left of this anyway. Like, I'll be fine. Like, it's not like we were headed into season, like, 9 of this. But Grey Worm really got on his high horse. I'm really sorry about Missandei, Grey Worm, but it was completely just out. And Jon is like, I mean, Jon was even just such a sucker, the whole thing. He's just, like, trying to stop Grey Worm, and he's, like, about to cry. Every time he turned a corner, Jon was about to cry. And Arya's just walking around town without her horse. What was the white horse?
That epic scene last week of her, you know, connecting with this horse, and she rides off. You're like, all right, she's off to kill someone. She's going to go kick some ass.
And that was the thing.
Nothing.
With the books.
She went to go find a fucking map.
With the books, I didn't know this, but everyone was saying who read the books were like, the white horse is symbolic of whoever the white horse rider is. I don't even remember how the prophecy goes.
That's from the Bible.
Oh, it's from the Bible?
Yeah, that's from the Bible. That's not from...
No, no, no. Well, but I mean, but there's also some kind of prophecy where, like...
In the book. They're going to kill...
Lightbringer or whatever the fucking name of the sword
is. It's the sign of death or
something. The sword, yeah. The one where it's the person on the white horse is the bringer of death. That's from the Bible.
I mean, listen, and John has always, like, sacrificed himself. So I don't know if they're trying to do, like, a Jesus thing or if they're just trying to say that nice guys finish last, actually.
Yeah.
You know, or it can just be like a story about a man and his dog. I don't know.
Could you imagine being Jon Snow and just thinking like, I should have never left the fucking wall 3 years ago. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. I went through a lot of fucking shit. I should have just kept my place. It's my own damn fault. I took an oath. I should have never left.
Yeah, he would have been a great steward.
He would have. Like, he just should have. The dead were coming. Like, oops, sorry I helped you all out. I mean, and they all just, well, okay, we'll get to it. I just want to yell. So Tyrion then is like, I don't want to be hand of the queen anymore. And he throws his little hand and it was like, that was epic. That was like a boss
move. Thought she was going to kick him down the stairs. I honestly thought it was like, oh, she's about to punt him.
That would have honestly. But when he did that, I was like, okay, I'm invested. I'm back. Here I am. Like, what are you going to do?
I mean, you guys didn't think that was a pretty cool scene?
I did.
I thought it was great. That's what I'm saying. I was like, all right, here we go. She's going to fucking kick him down the stairs and kill him.
I was into that scene, for sure. I just then, suddenly Tyrion was in prison. Then Jon was visiting Tyrion. And, you know, I guess now looking back, maybe that was Tyrion's last play was Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Using that against himself, and it worked. Because Jon goes and kills Dany, which I wasn't expecting. I kind of thought he could kill her right here, but I don't think he will. He could, but I don't think he will. And then when he did, I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, and I think more than, like, to go back to kind of echo what you said before, Dave, as to what would you want more in this episode, I don't think it's more everyone has to die. I think it's more of those, like, surprising moments. Like, when you think of anything big in this show, it's always the surprising moments you didn't see coming that you remember, starting with Ned Stark's head getting fucking cut off. But at first we were like, oh, you got like, we were shocked that he was like, you're my queen, you'll always be my queen, and started kissing her. Then we got shocked that he actually was in the process of stabbing her. Like those twists, we were like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's what everyone is kind of feeling the blue balls about with this whole season, really, but especially this episode. Like, you wanted more of those moments to close the doors.
I think we had a lot of slow moments with dialogue that probably means a lot more. But I think you're watching it like, not that it's a season finale, you're watching it like, this is the end, what's going to happen? And we're spending 20 minutes of like, someone walking up the stairs and Arya just weaving around town and like, I don't know, I was just like, can we start moving? It's 20 minutes in and Tyrion threw the hand down. And I was like, okay.
Like, was that 20 minutes in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a while. I just think like, I don't think things didn't happen this episode because, of course, we jumped like 5 months and, you know, time moved real quick by the end. But I just think Jon killing Dany, Tyrion throwing the hand down, Tyrion seeing Jaime and Cersei, Tyrion throwing the hand, then Jon and Tyrion had a really long conversation that only really amounted to one thing, like you have to kill Dany, and I think we could have cut some of that out.
Well, and, I mean, I don't know. Like, would you have done it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that was a pretty serious question.
Yes, but it was, and I think the serious part of when he left, he's like, but your sisters, are they going to bend the knee?
Yep,
he's
sure.
Like, you have to decide, and it is true. But everyone knew Jon was the rightful king, and we kept leading to that, and then Jon kills Dany, then the dragon, like, has a meltdown, melts the chair.
Yeah, I didn't like the dragon symbolically melting the... Symbolically?
Yeah.
Melting the chair.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It was kind of cool to see the chair melt, and it's always cool to see a dragon breathe fire. But I don't know. It just, it's like the dragon looked at the chair and was like, you did this!
Yeah.
You know, and then like burnt it down with a temper tantrum.
The dragon had a lot of personality traits that have just come out this episode. Like, character development at its finest that we wasted on this fucking dragon. Like,
I mean, I thought the, like, you know, like a dog would have done it where he kind of like nosed her to see if she was still alive.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought that was sweet.
It was. I literally, I liked the entire interaction until when I started seeing the fire welling in his throat, I'm like, oh, this motherfucker's about to burn Jon Snow, not knowing it's not going to do anything, which I thought that would have been cool as shit. And then he just started spitting fire at the Iron Throne, which, what didn't you say it was forged?
I thought it was forged by a dragon.
I guess if the dragon's extra pissed and the fire's hotter.
Yeah, I guess. And then suddenly we get like a little like claw out of nowhere and it's like, come here, honey. And like just drags Danny. And it's like suddenly like its talons have a lot of purpose and it just picks Danny up, just toots around town. And, like, zips off. And I was just like, and then later they even mess up. They're like, where's Drogon? They're like, last time someone saw him. And I'm like, is he still carrying that dead body around? I mean, he's got some issues that the dragon who didn't have a personality before, it really is taking on a lot of the story.
Yeah.
I thought Jon would get on the dragon. I thought that was the symbolic moment. Yeah. I thought we were going to be, Jon is the rightful king.
Yeah, I thought Grey Worm was going to come, like, walking in and see the dagger in her chest or something and be like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
And get into some, like, crazy battle or something. No, you guys are right. I hear you. And, again, there really is no good way to end this. And I'm curious to see if he listens to, like, fan feedback and, like, writes the book with Jon Snow.
Bill is convinced that George R.R. Martin is – because I've heard that he isn't watching the show – like, because he was so far behind and he doesn't want to be swayed. But Bill's like, he 100% is at least watching fan feedback. And it's like,
yeah, what are you, living in a bunker?
Yeah, not going to do that.
He's going to give the fans what they want. And I still don't think that Jon Snow sitting on the throne is what the fans want. I think it needed to be even more convoluted than that. Like, I wanted someone to be evil, but I guess they did that with Dany and that didn't work.
I thought Dany should have been on the throne. I do think, like, I expected Dany to be on the throne and, like, have killed Jon Snow. And, like, maybe Arya killed Dany. Which Arya, I'm glad Arya didn't get the Night King and she almost got Cersei and Dany. Like, that would have been too many deaths.
Yeah.
But then I feel like there were a lot of prophecies that they just were like, let's drop this and see the fans squirm. And then none of that's true. Like, when they're like, a brown-eyed person, a blue-eyed person, and a green-eyed.
Well,
and
again,
like,
I'm sure she killed plenty of people with green eyes.
I know, but they're just like, I feel like people were then like, oh, shit, Cersei's got green eyes. But then they're like, oh, wait, Dany has green eyes. That'll work, too. And then the white horse prophecy, they're like, oh, she's the honor of death or the martyr of death. I don't know. And it just was like, I think they dropped all these things in here to kind of just be like, y'all know about this. So let's just drop it in and confuse you. Okay. So the dragon burns the throne. It's sad. He takes his little fingernail and picks her up and goes away. And then suddenly we time hop.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, I don't want to interrupt, but I was going to say him burning the throne was symbolically the end of the Game of Thrones. And now they're shuffling in a new era of...
Yeah, people
whatever's
who aren't
going
obsessed
on in this
with the
world.
I mean, it's pretty on the nose, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like, okay, so we lead into Tyrion's going to like the courtyard where the dragons used to fight, the Colosseum or whatever, and everyone has come to town. I was a little surprised.
Yeah, that the titty sucker was there.
Yeah! I was real worried we were going to put that asshole on the throne. The kid of the veil. What was it? John Arryn's kid.
Yeah.
Which was my biggest fear all season.
Caitlin
Robin
Stark's
Arryn.
Sister's son?
Robin Arryn. Robin Arryn,
oh,
when
he
I
was
saw
a
him.
Weirdo.
He kind of turned out a little hot. I think we're just a little desperate for someone to like be sexy because Robb Stark's been gone for so long and now John is worthless.
I don't feel that desperation, but.
I just kind of was like, all right, Robin Arryn grew up a little bit. It's like Gendry. Gendry was there, Ser Davos, Brienne, Sansa, Arya, Bran. Someone got him there.
Yeah, imagine having to wheel his fucking ass from goddamn West.
Well, I'm sure they put him in a carriage.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
they
point.
They didn't just wheel him.
That's a long hike.
And Yara suddenly came back to town. She's like, wait, now I'm upset. Like, my girlfriend's gone.
Hmm.
Like, it just, everyone was there. And they dragged Tyrion out to not even explain what happened. So, obviously, Tyrion had been told. I thought Tyrion was going to be surprised. I literally thought it was, like, the next day. Like, you had no idea the concept of time until someone was like, Tyrion knew what was going on. Jon's been a prisoner for a while, and we have to figure out a new king.
Well, I mean, you know that it's lazy again if it's just like you show time by beard growth in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was. It was just that he had an extra long beard, and I mean, Robin Aaron was a lot older. I thought we jumped years, honestly.
Well, I mean, that actually happened.
I know, but he was, like, really old.
But also, you, and again, you're never going to please the fans and, you know, hindsight, yeah. Monday morning quarterback, all that shit. But for any time that they wasted in this episode, you mean you couldn't have had the scene where Grey Worm does find Jon with a dead Dany, and that's how everyone knows right. he killed her? We just fast forward where now Jon's a prisoner because he killed the queen. Like, you couldn't have given one of those secondary characters that moment of seeing their queen dead and getting, you know, arresting Jon, couldn't have had a battle in there. Surrendered himself something. Just like, there's so many more parts mm-hmm. you could have had that would have been more enjoyable than some of the shit they did
I
guess.
Do you think they taped shit like that?
They had to.
They had. They must have almost a season's worth of just outtakes, I would guess. I don't know why it got cut on the, you know, cutting room floor, but
I would think so. I think the only, because I, when Cersei and Jaime died, I was, like, really pissed because I was like, that robbed so many people of so many moments, and I am glad that, like, Tyrion at least got that moment and we got, like, a reaction to it. I feel like we did miss a lot of reactions. Like, the dragon crying was the reaction we got for Dany. Like, mm-hmm. No one was talking about Dany. Like, we didn't even get Sansa, like, getting a raven being like, Jon killed her. Like, how right. perfect.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't anything. And they're all just suddenly there. And Tyrion suddenly talking. And suddenly we're forming a democracy out of nowhere.
Well, I mean, they did laugh at a democracy, which was pretty funny.
But then that's what we did. Then they were like, and honestly, how do we also know that Bran can't have children? Like, who decided that? Sansa's like, you know Bran can't have kids. I was like, how do you know that fucking Sansa? Like, calm down over there.
Well, I mean, listen, his dick doesn't work. He's paralyzed. Yeah.
What, Gallo?
His dick doesn't work. He's paralyzed.
That's what I go, didn't we have that push and rope conversation a couple weeks ago?
But how do we know that? Sometimes you can be paralyzed and that can still work.
That's true. I mean, but Sansa knows.
Sansa knows. That's what
in this world, it's not abnormal.
That the sister is, like, really keyed in on his, you know. I don't know. I just was like, okay. I thought when Tyrion was talking, I was like, there's no way he's going to say Bran. There's just no way we're going to get to Bran. And when he said Bran, I was like, you've had a lot of time to think, and this is what you came up with? This is when I knew Tyrion went crazy. I was like, oh, you're worthless to everyone right now. Like
Bran the Broken.
When did we start calling him Bran the Broken, too? Like,
but you got to think back when he made him the, like, the thing to ride his horse.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I always like, you know, bastards and broken things. You know, he did say that in, like, season one or two or whatever it was.
Don't you think, though, that if they made him king, they would kind of give him a little more powerful name than Bran the Broken?
I mean, you know, they're poetic people.
I guess
they suggest Tyrion be the king, and he goes, who, an imp? Let's choose a cripple instead. Like, I don't know that.
Kingslayer, you know? I mean, they're very, again, on the
yeah,
nose.
Yeah, very literal.
Their names, yeah.
Very literal group. I don't know. I just thought when it was Bran. And then Bran goes, he's like, I know you don't want it. And he's like, why do you think I'm here? And I'm like, wait a second. You can't see the future. You cannot see the future. All this time, Bran's like, I can only see the past and what's happening right now. And then suddenly, Bran's like, why do you think I came to town, motherfucker? And I'm like, whoa. Dial it back here, Bran.
That's fair. That if you're king, though, I gotta say, that's gotta be pretty useful.
Yeah. You know? Oh, but the past, yeah, seeing that, but he wasn't supposed to see the future. If he had seen the future, he just let all this happen. Why couldn't he have...
He's the present, though. I'm saying, you know.
Yeah.
If I were king, I would definitely like to see
it's
all
sure
the shit
helpful.
Going on right now.
It's sure helpful, I guess. But he's like, we need stories. That's what a king needs. Stories. Like, what is he going to do? Do, like, a reading circle every week with, like, children? The children are dead. John took...
Well, to the stories point, though, I recommend that you read the book Sapiens by... I forgot his name. Some Israeli guy. Anyways... but, like, he's saying that, like, the things that keep us together as society is, like, a collective understanding that people can, like, get behind and, like, agree upon.
Okay.
And, like, You know, sure. There's something to that. But you know.
Brand? Brand's going to be telling stories? Brand is literally like the worst. He's not talking to his own. He's not even talking to his own sisters. He's gonna start telling people stories. I mean, what did he and Tyrion then talk about when Tyrion was like, you know what?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
Did something happen when they were all about to die, and Bran's like, I've seen a lot. And Tyrion's like, I got a lot of time on my hands. We're about to die. And then he tells him a story. Is that when Tyrion found out that Bran's just a great fucking storyteller? Because he has not told anyone else what the Three-Eyed Raven does. Everything is always just like, thank you, Theon. You've been a good man. And Theon's like, what the fuck does that mean, man? You've been warging with your eyes rolled back this whole time, and now I'm looking at the Night King.
Well, that's the best, is there's going to be a point when he's on, you know, ruler, and they're going to say, we're low on food. He's going to say, I have to go now.
Yeah.
And he's just going to, go and put himself in a squirrel and be like, I'm not dealing with that shit.
Yeah.
And I thought calling Theo a good man is a bit of a stretch.
Right! I loved Theon after that, but I was just also like, fuck you, Bran. You haven't even been here. You're supposed to be watching for the Night King. You can't even, wake up to tell Theon, hey, he's here. I'm so sorry to let you know. It's just, who have a lot of them? No wonder Sansa was like, Bran? Have you not been living with this motherfucker? I've been trapped at Winterfell with Mr. Emo Shit, who's just like, I have to go now. I don't want to talk to you. Where is, what's her name, who just disappeared, who drug him through beyond the wall forever? And he was just like, thanks so much for getting me here. Goodbye now. And she's like, wait a sec, motherfucker. She probably just got a raven saying, hey, Bran the Broken's the new king of the North. And she goes, no, no, no. He told me he wanted to be the Three-Eyed Raven for about 6 months. He's just... What? This is a whole new storyline. It's kind of the same... Who was it who, suddenly had a whole different passion point? That we never knew. It was Arya or something. I know. Somebody just was like... I don't know. I mean, obviously Arya now wants to be Christopher Columbus, everyone's saying. But, there were multiple things that it was just like, wait, when did this person start caring about this? Bran has always been like, I'll never be king in the North. I don't want it. And it's like, oh, so you just want the Iron Throne, motherfucker? Mm-hmm. What?
He's going to, at least, grow himself into a tree or something.
Right! Just do something. I don't know. I just thought he was so goddamn worthless for him to be like, why do you think I came down here to get the throne? It's like, wait a sec. Sansa was obviously pissed. And then she's like, no, we're not going to be ruled under Brandon fucking Stark. I don't care if I'm related to him or not. I'm not dealing with his shit. And Arya's just grinning on the side like, you tell him. We do not need this kind of shit in the North. Bran is crazy. The North's going to be thrilled to get rid of him. Just livid. It makes me so mad that we just wasted a whole goddamn show on Brandon Stark.
What, a decade of your life down the drain?
Yeah, a huge chunk of my life on Brandon Stark getting pushed out a window and going through this whole journey of I need to be the Three-Eyed Raven. And then suddenly he's like, nah, I want to be king. It's like, what?
He went on a little Simba journey.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he went beyond the wall.
Right there for sure.
He went...
Circle of life.
Yeah. Right. He went beyond the desert. He lived. He did his kumbaya thing with Timon and Pumbaa. And he comes back and he's like, you know what? I guess I will be king.
Mm-hmm.
And Scar is, I don't know, John, his own fucking brother, his uncle, somehow related, a distant.
Is John, maybe I don't know, but is, so are the Targaryens are all gone now? Is John the last surviving Targaryen?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter because they just decided not to use that storyline for any purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
And then to talk to you... Oh, yeah. What are you going to say?
I'm going to go commercial.
Okay, yeah, do that.
I'll go to a commercial and then we'll come right back. Okay, so we're back. Bill, what were you going to say before we went to break? I interrupted you. For money.
I was just mentioning the wasted storyline of Jon, and it reminded me of you saying... The wasted storyline of Arya and the Faceless Men. When she was
that
walking...
That was too.
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean?
Well, because, and again, because we all want to write the story better in our own head. When she... There were so many opportunities this season where she could have used that power again. You know?
Or just, like, literally taking her face off?
Well, they like, there was a lot of theories that she would kill Jaime and then wear Jaime's face to get close to Cersei and then kill Cersei as Jaime, which would have been cool. Or when she was walking through the fields of the soldiers, they thought maybe, okay, she'll kill a soldier and take his face and then kill Danny that way.
Oh, I know, guys. You know, like, people got to chew up fan fiction. You know what I mean? Like, so there's a game, and first of all, you know, I'm pretty pissed that I didn't pick Danny for, like, the most kills.
Wait, do you have the app?
Oh, yeah, you're in. Yeah, he's in the league.
Oh, you're in ours?
I'm in your league, but there's another game now, and it allows you to write your own or pick your own path. They have 30 different kind of endings, and you can decide which way you want
to
go.
Send that to
me. Oh, that's cool.
Well, but, I mean, come on, though, guys. I got to give the people the artistic whatever the fuck.
Well, now, wait. I'm not saying that I'm going to go sign the petition where they rewrite season 8, but fan fiction is everywhere. I mean, there's not a single thing in history that's not scrutinized by what the fans think they would have done differently.
Oh, no, you know, scrutinized, I hear you. But, to tell somebody that they should be rewriting something that they put their blood, sweat, and tears into is...
I'm sorry, they put the wrong blood, sweat, and tears into this. Like, I don't want them to rewrite it. I just want to erase it. I just want to end on season 7. I think
Men in Black, you...
What?
Like Men in Black, you?
Yeah.
Like,
just a quick neuralizer.
I just don't think they did, after so many seasons of like character development and people dying, and I just feel like, I don't want to say half-assed because it obviously wasn't, and these people filmed for 2 years and there were a lot of really good parts. I just don't think how they tied anything up was anything worthy of ending it. Like, you wanted to end it so badly, fucking end it. I mean, have John killing Danny was like, yes, like, do some shit. Like, I just think, like, we suddenly have a democracy and Samwell Tarly's like, I don't know, and then the uncle has to stand up, and I don't even know who he is. The one who...
What the fuck was he going on and on about?
We just
waited until they were finally
he's been a joke the whole time. I mean, he was the guy who couldn't hit the flaming arrow on his uncle's deathbed.
You know, yeah, but, like, honestly, it's been a long time. Like, I'm wrapping shit up right now. I don't need his story to wrap up. I don't need everyone to laugh at him. Like, we literally had 10 minutes of him just like... Duh, 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 duh.
Arya should have slit his throat.
Yeah, I just don't have... For me, it was like, I'm just watching the clock. I'm just constantly watching the clock going, okay, it's the 50. We have 30 minutes left. What is this important? And I think if you're going to rush through something, rush through the worthless parts and spend some fucking time on a Tyrion speech or a Sansa moment. Like, we even rushed through the ending of, like, all of them getting their moment.
That was a whack King of the North moment. And the other King of the North moments in the show were some of my favorite. When little Mormont... Like, you refused the call. I died.
Died.
I died.
We went and saw the Rocket Man movie this weekend, and I literally leaned to Bill, and I was like, oh, my God, it's the King in the North, because Robb Stark is in the movie. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And I just remember the King in the North. I mean, it was just for her to get such a half-assed storyline, for Arya to get a half-assed, like, and for all of them to have lived, honestly, one of the sisters should have died. Bran should have died just because I hate Bran. But like,
so Marco Polo is just some guy lost in a pool.
Right. I just am kind of like, why are we? I didn't get it.
It's a traveler's joke.
Oh, sorry.
Well, yeah. If you're gonna put Arya on, nothing about Arya's character has ever suggested that she wanted to go explore.
No, she said that before. I think she said West Westeros before. I think she did.
I think she's not. She doesn't want to stay put. She wasn't gonna go.
I was hoping she would like hook up with Baratheon and they would live happily ever after.
Yeah, I was too, but that's not Arya, and I'm okay with that. But I was honestly, this whole season was about, like, putting everyone in relationships, and I was just kind of like, oh, come on, like, we're tying that was kind of it too. Like, Arya got it on because obviously they were all going to die. Brienne and Jaime got it on because they were all going to die. We spent we got so much time on Brienne writing in that book, and Bill was like, what?
I thought that was nice too. I thought that was nice.
What was she exactly doing? Because there wasn't enough time to read anything. Well, was she just closing the story on the Lannisters?
When asshole Joffrey was like flipping through and like literally making fun of Jamie. So it's like, oh, let's see what it says for you. And there was like a half a page Kingslayer, blah, blah, blah. And then Brienne came upon that and, you know, made it what it was, what should have been.
Yeah. Well, and I don't dislike that, but we also, I just think it was, we spent a lot of time on looking at her writing it and not at the page. I like, everyone's going to have to screenshot and rewind that page because you couldn't read it fast enough. Like, I was like, what did she write? He defended his queen, which I was like, okay, his sister is queen. I don't know. Like, are you going to give any details?
Yeah, that was a little uncomfortable.
Right. And I know, I don't know. I think for, like, I think you're making me feel a little different about certain parts.
But even then, just the 3 minutes of Tyrion straightening the chairs, which I get it. They all come in and they just all sit down lazily anyway. It kind of shows a shift in the mentality of the council being more laid back or whatever. But you could have used these little 3 minutes here and there and had another 20 minutes to do something impactful at a different part in the story.
Yeah, no, I felt like that was like a vaudeville routine.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, so we decide, everyone decides Bran's the king. Then they all vote. Then Tyrion goes to tell Jon you're going to the wall. And I was like, wait a fucking minute. Everyone wanted Jon to be the king. Jon is the rightful king. We went through this whole thing because everyone's like, Dany's not queen, you are. Then we decide to have a democracy, which I'm like, that's not going to work out well for y'all. I'm just going to tell you right now, that dragon's going to come back when you're all sitting there having the next election and blow shit up, and I'm going to laugh. And I just was like, Bran? And then Jon has to sit there and listen to him and was like, wait, are you serious right now, Tyrion? He's like, was it worth it? And Tyrion's like, it was for me.
Yeah. I think Jon getting sent back to the wall is the best part of this whole episode. And aside from what I said earlier, where he could have just stayed there and never gotten into this shit because he ended up back where he started, but it was, it defied the justice that everyone wanted. So in that regard, it kind of was more Game of Thronesy than putting a nice little bow on the package. It was not justice at all, but everyone else in the world agreed it was. So
no one else got punished.
So.
Yeah. Tyrion's like, yeah, I know I betrayed her too, but like everybody's pretty
Jon
chill with
killed
me.
A mad queen to save the hundreds, and the hundreds that instead said, well, you know what? Those guys are pissed off, so we're going to go with what they say because they could probably kill us.
But, and I don't know, and then Jon, like, when Bran, like, the whole thing was like, we have to tell Jon that he's the king.
Right, right.
And it's like, okay, so we tell Jon. Like, Jon doesn't want it, which I think is respectful. But then suddenly Bran wants it. And Bran is the secret holder, and Arya goes home, and Sansa's like, you know what? I don't need you to be king of the North anymore.
And Bran goes and wargs into the dragon.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, because they go, hey, what happened to the dragon? Someone's like, oh, we saw him kind of flying out east. And
so
Bran's like, I'll go find him.
Right.
Yeah, so he just took off, and now he's just going to be a dragon.
Right, because Bran is a worthless king. What is Bran going to fucking
do? Well, but, you know, but it was also that, like, Tyrion ended up being the ruler. And Tyrion, to be honest, has been the hero of the show.
Jon would have made Tyrion the ruler, too. Like, Tyrion just was like, oh, Bran is just another fucking, like, manipulating. Like, I can manipulate him, which you shouldn't be able to manipulate Bran. Bran was not that character one episode ago. He was not this worthless, like, I don't really care. You all do what you want. I'm going to go play in my room and play Imagine Dragons. Like,
but you're right, though. Tyrion is ultimately the ruler, so he kind of really did see the Game of Thrones all the way through the end. He convinced Jon to betray his queen to free him. Once he was freed, he convinced everyone to put someone who can't think for themselves, basically, on the throne and make him the Hand. So he can make all the decisions, and then he could banish Jon away so that Jon can't come for the throne as the rightful heir. Tyrion kind of was the motherfucker of it all.
100%. And I'm not upset with that. I'm just kind of like, we wasted a lot of goddamn time. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, 8 years is a long time, kid. You know what I
just,
mean? Like,
I mean, the fight of the dead, like, for that to have been closed up, like, two episodes ago. Like, tie that in a pretty bow and it's over. And then suddenly we have to fight Dany and everyone, and then we burn all of them down, then we stab Dany real quick in this episode. And then suddenly here we are with just, like, hey, Jon, you have to leave. And he's saying goodbye to his sisters, now cousins, and they're all, and Arya, he's like, I'll see you again. And Arya's like, oh, no, I'm not coming to visit, like, ever. Tyrion's like, I'll see you in 10 years. I'll let you know. Maybe
I mean, she would be a pretty cool pirate, though. Not for nothing.
Not for nothing. I kind of want Gendry to go with her. Gendry doesn't want to be, like, a lord.
Yeah, I feel like he wouldn't be able to do well in a boat, though.
No, he's got seasick. I don't know. Yeah. He ran through the fucking north of the wall as fast. They were like, you're the fastest. You go. And it's like, you just met Gendry. How is he the fastest through the... Like, I don't know. He could have lived on a boat with her.
Well, and speaking of north of the wall, John ends up just going north. And are they all getting set up for a big game of Ghosts in the Graveyard? Or what are they doing up there?
That's what I mean, bro. You know, it's like, nice watch. Like, what are you watching? Like,
yeah.
Right.
It's like,
well,
we're sending you up to the Night's Watch. It's just like, go die in the cold.
Well, and that's what the Night's Watch had been for, like, thousands of years before John joined. Like, he just kind of caught onto the tail end and then was like, oh, there are dead people. Like,
and
he
was gung-ho.
Yeah.
First, it might be the first episode. He's like, I'm going to the Night's Watch, you know? Like,
yeah.
It was the first episode.
He was all about honor.
Yeah, it was. But I'm just like... I don't know. And then he goes beyond the wall and he looks behind his shoulder and we have a moment, which also I know I have figured it out in my head that he was at wherever North Watch. I don't know what that location was where he originally went. And it was East Watch,
Castle Black.
And then it was East Watch that got burned down the wall. But everyone's
hundreds of miles away.
But still, the wall's still standing. We're just going to open that gate real quick. We're going to close it down. It's like, did anyone rebuild the wall at this point?
Oh, the gate they went through was far away from where the wall broke down?
Yeah.
Yeah, only like a little section broke off. You know what I mean? Like the rest of the wall, like nothing happened to.
Yeah. But anyway, so they go beyond the wall and I kind of am like, is he going to be king of the wildlings? Is that what they're implying? So he's king of the wildlings. Sansa's queen of the north. Arya's queen of the oceans. And Bran's, like, King's Landing?
Yeah, so, no, I mean, it, yeah, it's just Starks fucking everywhere.
Which there are too many Starks left. Like, I'm sorry.
But you didn't want the Starks to win? I'm a northerner by blood.
I am, you know too, mean? But I'm just a little, like, wish more Starks should die.
This whole thing was the story of the Starks, though, right? I mean, going back to episode one, season one, the whole story arc of this entire show was about the Starks.
100%. Heroes.
Yeah, so you want... I mean, you want the heroes to win in the end, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, and not for nothing. I've been replaying this episode on mute, and Jon Snow's walking fucking like the man into the North right now.
Is
you know
he?
What I
he
kind of
seemed
with his daughter.
He kind of seemed a little upset, but then he turned around. And he's like, oh, "Okay, I'm not coming back." Like I couldn't tell. Like just he's not going to go back to Castle Black. They didn't even do an after the episode recap because the writers are so ashamed to speak to us. Like, they're just like, oh, you got to figure this one out.
It would have been
guys.
Cool if banishing John back to the wall happened in, like, episode 3. And then by episode 6, he's like, no, you know what? Fuck that shit. I earned the throne. And then the dragon comes to the north, scoops
Picks
him up. They go down
That's
to King's
saying.
Landing.
I mean, we can make this pretty ridiculous if you want to. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like the dragon should be flying around over Jon. Like, Bran's warging into the dragon right now, and he's like, I'm a Targaryen too. Because I can warg into the dragon. Like, it's just like, what a worthless... The Targaryen whole storyline that we built up for Jon was thrown away.
Totally.
And that's annoying. I do think, I don't know if we could have addressed it a different way or something. Like, it didn't even get, like, I don't know if more people would have found out it would have had to he been king. Or I guess people didn't know that Gendry was also a Baratheon. Like, we could have had the people voting differently. Even though they wanted it to be like, why doesn't everyone vote? And it's like, all right, never mind. The seven of us all vote real quick. And we're going to vote for Bran. Like,
yeah, I mean, I was worried at that point. I'm like, fuck, are they going to ruin this right now? Are they going to ruin the whole thing? And I guess you can say that they did.
Yeah, I just didn't. I mean, Vegas had Bran on the throne. I don't think they predicted
And Vegas
this.
Is never wrong. That's why bookies drive Cadillacs.
Yeah, fair. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I don't know.
So it all said and done... Do you on the scale of like the greatest shows of all time? Do you think it's up there with like the Breaking Bads and the Saturday Morning Cartoon Spider-Man?
It was an epic undertaking, you know. Like the even though, and I do think that HBO actually lightened up episode number 3.
They did
the Long Night, and there is some difference there. But you know, the fact that these people were out for however many nights in a row like filming this shit, that's like the longest battle scene ever put on film. I mean, that in and of itself is impressive, and the fact that it's like this relevant in the culture is impressive. So I mean, you really can't deny it.
I think it's a half and half. Well, I do think like it's a great show. I think I jumped in season 5 watching live. So this is my 4th season watching live. And I do think anyone who is just now watching and like didn't catch up in time to watch live and enjoy it as like it's meant for social media missed out, because I do think that's an experience in itself. I think it kind of is, they got lucky with the timing. I think if you go back to a Breaking Bad or even a show before.
Breaking Bad is a better show. Breaking Bad is definitely a better show.
I just think they also didn't have the social media hype that you can do. I think this is a sign of the times. I think it's a really well done show. I think the final season does not showcase this show at all.
Totally.
Do you think the final season hurts its replayability, like its rewatch value?
Yeah. I mean, I'll definitely rewatch this last episode to see what the fuck really happened. But, you know, I mean, they say that people don't communally, like, watch something at the same time anymore besides, like, the Grammys and the Super Bowl or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
this is
one of those events where, like, millions of people are doing it at the same time, and it's, like, social currency.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's why it was such a phenomenon. I think that's why people jump. I think that's why Taylor Swift is like, I wrote my music about Game of Thrones. It's like, you're latching on to the phenomenon of this. I think, I don't know if we have that with another show. I don't know if anything else can do that. I think it got really lucky. I think the thing is, and what I loved about like a season one, like when you started watching, you're like, as long as Ned Stark doesn't die, I'm okay. And the best part of this show was like Ned Stark died. You thought the whole show was going to be about Ned Stark and what he's going to do. Your favorite characters died. Rob Stark died.
Yeah, then you thought it was going to be about Rob Stark, right?
Yeah, it just, you never felt safe. And I feel like suddenly midway through this season, I was like, I don't care who dies. Like, you could kill anyone and it wasn't, it didn't. Like, and they weren't going to kill a Sansa and Arya, and that just was that showed who was writing the show, I think. I think the writers got scared, and they wrote it how they thought fans wouldn't be as angry or something, and instead they kind of just lost the magic of the show. I don't know if that is the most corny thing I've ever said, but...
Would you have been okay with, like, Danny keeping the throne and just murdering a bunch of people and it being, like, not a happy ending?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would have been happier with it not tying up in a pretty package, because the show wasn't meant to be a pretty package. Every single episode, season, fight, relationship, nothing about it worked. Like, and it wasn't supposed to. So then to, like, send Jon away, but Jon's happy with it, and to send Arya away, and Arya's happy with it, and Bran gets to sit on the, and Sansa's queen in the north. It's just like, really? Like, so we just killed all the evil, and now everyone lives happily ever after? No, they don't. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fair. I mean, I am very excited if they do, like, the prequel, like, 1,000 years beforehand, where we get to see, like, the real fucking war.
Yeah.
But,
me too.
You know, I don't know. I think I'm done watching TV. I need to start reading books.
Yeah. I think I wish they had, like, saved, I don't know, they wrote so many romances and extra storylines into this season that I wish they had all just saved that for the prequel. And I could have gotten attached to, like, new characters with new storylines and whatever. And, like, I didn't need relationships in this final season.
Yeah.
Lyanna Mormont dying. I was like, okay. You know, I think that I needed that kind of stuff. Just like, oh my God, oh my God. And I was just like, oh my God, come on.
To the point of reading books, Dave, do you think that if and when George R. R. Martin finishes this?
If it's a different ending, yeah, I'll read it.
You'll read it?
I'll read it. But I mean, the question is, do I need to read the early books then so I get like the full taste and not just bring the TV show into the last book?
Yeah.
I thought you had read the early books. You should read more.
Yeah, definitely. I have a poster right next to my TV that says that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was good. It just... I wish it just ended more. I wish I had watched that episode and been just as, like, gasping for air as I was during the Red Wedding or something.
Yeah, like, I did enjoy the stabbing. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, the Jon thing. But then suddenly it was kumbaya all over again. And everybody was happy and... You know, it just...
Everybody except John.
Everybody except John.
And I was thinking that Jaime Lannister got stabbed like 7 times, made his way back into King's Landing, hung out with Cersei for a while, totally fine. This Dragon Queen gets stabbed once and it's over. I did later see that she got stabbed in the heart, so I guess that's a pretty critical organ.
Yeah.
But I thought she just took one to the gut.
You know what? And I just have another thought. If fucking Bran could be the dragon the whole time, why didn't he just not kill everybody?
Let me just tell you, because Bran is worthless.
Bran could have ended this.
Bran didn't
in season
want
one.
Because Bran...
You know what I mean? Like, what?
Because Bran wanted this the whole time. He's a greedy, greedy motherfucker. And he was like, why do you think I'm here? Like, he probably warged into the dead dragon. And the Night King's like, wait, wait, dragon, I didn't tell you. Oh, okay, you can melt down the wall. Like, he put the Night King, he probably was the Night King, he was the dragon, he was all these things.
This is all Bran's game to get the throne.
Yeah. And now he's just going to play, he's going to play house in this castle for a while and have him and Samwell Tarly read books all the time, and that's it. He just wanted out of the north. He was like, I'm so cold.
So you're saying I was right all along and this show sucks.
No, but I'm not thrilled. I'll say that. Luckily, I know I didn't post a meme that spoiled things before I started this episode last week. When I got off the episode, I had like 300 DMs telling me I'd ruin the show. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so sadly I didn't ruin it for enough people, or they would have dropped off this episode and we would all have been happier.
Marco.
I know.
I don't mean that, everybody. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I don't mean that.
Again, that's Dave Gallo. For
so you want to throw your handle out there? Now everyone will follow.
At Dave Gallo now.
At Dave Gallo now. Well, Dave Gallo now. I'm glad this worked out. This was awesome. I'm sorry it ended this way. And I'm sorry you only got in on the last episode. This could have been a great, great partnership from the beginning.
We'll be sure to call you back to the Kardashians.
You call me another time and we'll talk about something.
We'll find a new show.
Okay, you let me know what you
after need. You read some books.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you. It's been an honor. I am truly a fan. I show my mother your memes.
Oh, you're the sweetest. Tell your mom hi for me.
I will.
All right. All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Later.
Bye.